KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Their Finest is one of the smartest, funniest, and most surprising movies I've seen in years. The title refers to their finest hour, the culminating phrase of an inspirational speech Winston Churchill gave in 1940 during the darkest days of World War II. But it's also taken from the title of the movie's source, a comic novel by Lissa Evans called Their Finest Hour and a Half. That's a sly reference to a movie within the movie, a woefully unpromising propaganda melodrama that Britain's Ministry of Information is developing in 1940 to provide some inspiration for the home front during the Blitz. The star, Gemma Arterton, is simply sublime as Catrin Cole, a lovely Welsh woman who applies for what she thinks is a secretarial job but gets hired to write the film's slops. That's a term of the period for women's dialogue. It's thrilling to see Catrin grow from a sidekick who's asked to tidy up the office to a virtuoso storyteller and the brains of the operation, or rather the co-brain, because her clever, cynical partner in cinematic crime, Tom Buckley, is supposed to be the melodrama's head writer. He's played by Sam Claflin with such verve that the two duel and riff like virtuoso jazz musicians, and a romance between Catrin and Tom deepens as their dueling intensifies. The director was Lone Scherfig, and the cast includes the definitively droll Bill Nighy as Ambrose Hilliard, an actor whose moment has long passed, and Jack Houston as Ellis Cole, a perpetrator of depressing propaganda paintings, and the man Catrin has loved foolishly and all too faithfully. The propaganda film is one of those based on a true story projects. It's about twin sisters who borrow their father's fragile little boat to help evacuate British troops from Dunkirk. The movie is mostly untrue and pretty silly, but as it comes together, we begin to think, yes, in that desperate time and beleaguered place, the snippets of silly scenes we see on the screen might well stir moviegoers' souls. The power of storytelling is the movie's main subject. Manipulation is its main game. Their Finest often keeps us guessing about what's real and what isn't. So how does it feel to be on the receiving end of all this manipulativeness? Absolutely fine for me from start to finish. Fine to have my perceptions turned upside down, to find myself hoping fervently that Catrin and Tom realize how right they are for one another. There's a scene toward the end when Catrin watches the movie she's written in a theater with a regular audience, sees how it moves those around her, and understands the significance of what she's done. I was moved by her and her creation, by the whole unlikely panoply of joking and loving and striving in a nested pair of movies. That's the power of two stories artfully told. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.